The 2010 Agribusiness Economic Outlook Conference was held on December 14th in Call Auditorium on the Cornell campus.
Catherine is a microbiologist, but her research program is on what I call pathogens that either spoil food or make us sick or do both. And so with that, Catherine's going to talk about recent developments in the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences at Cornell. Catherine?
Thank you very much for that introduction, Lauren. And I am acutely aware that the only thing that stands between you and your lunch break is this presentation. So I'm going to be brief and right to the point. As Lauren Tower indicated to you this morning at the beginning of this session, this has been a very exciting year for our Applied Economics and Management program here at Cornell. And this program was recently renamed the Charles H. Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management. We are very proud of all that the Dyson School has achieved already, and we're also very excited about what the future holds for this school. Since gaining accreditation in 2003, our undergraduate business program has become already ranked in the top 10, or perhaps even in the top 5, depending on which rankings you're looking at. And that is a remarkable accomplishment for such a short period of time. The Applied Economics and Management program also ranked in the top 5 doctoral programs in the United States in a long-awaited report by the National Research Council. In fact, of the 15 College of Agriculture and Life Science programs that were ranked in the National Research Council report, 14 of those programs ranked within the top 20 in the United States, with 10 of them in the top 10. Plant breeding and food science rated among the very best in the United States, with animal science, communication, entomology, plant breeding, and nutrition also performing very well. The excellence of our programs across the board within the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences is attracting an unprecedented interest in our college, even among prospective undergraduates. Our application numbers for 2010 and 11 topped 5,000 for the first time ever, and we are already seeing a similar trend for next fall with record numbers of applications for early admission to our college. Among the reasons for these increases in interest in our programs are the breadth and depth of our majors and programs across the college. From animal science and communication to neurobiology and biological engineering, we offer a unique opportunity for interdisciplinary study among 20 departments across the life sciences, the environmental sciences, applied social sciences, and food and energy systems. Our programs are designed to support economic development important in New York State and to ensure that our students, our graduates, are workforce ready. A strong, viable agricultural industry is beneficial, not only for our state and national economies, but also to each of us as consumers. Our College of Agriculture and Life Sciences is focused on developing solutions to the biggest challenges facing society, including poverty and population issues, food and fuel problems. These problems will only be solved by placing science and technology within social and economic contexts. As a land-grant institution embedded in an Ivy League university, the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences is uniquely situated to develop critical solutions to the issues that I just mentioned. Our programs are designed to advance productive and sustainable agricultural systems, to promote wise stewardship of the environment, to support a safe and secure food supply, to facilitate individual and community health and well-being, and to foster economic vitality for our state and beyond. A recent $80 million gift to create the David R. Atkinson Center for a Sustainable Future here at Cornell will certainly contribute to our efforts. However, our partnerships with key industries and the Cornell Cooperative Extension are absolutely essential to help us apply our research and communicate it with key stakeholders like you. This conference is a good example of our outreach in action. You have and will hear from the Dyson School's faculty and extension specialists about the economic outlook for our state's key agricultural industries, including dairy, grains and feed, fruits and vegetables, nursery crops, and grapes and wine. I hope that the research presented to you here today will inspire further application and collaboration among those in this audience and will ultimately help advance and strengthen our state's agricultural sector. Please enjoy the rest of this program today as well as your visit to our beautiful campus, and I thank you for your attention.